a heart full of love. He really cares when your head is bowed low. Consider the lilies, and then you will know.
May I introduce you to this friend of mine, who hangs out the stars, tells the sun when to shine. He kisses the flowers each morning with dew, but he's not too busy to care about you.
We have a heavenly Father above, with eyes full of mercy and a heart full of love. He really cares when your head is bowed low. Consider the lilies, and then you will know. Consider the lilies, and then you will know.
Amen. Good Sunday morning to you. We appreciate you tuning in, listening to the program again this morning. We thank God for this opportunity the Lord's given us, and amen. We thank God for this time of the year, as we've already said, and last week being Easter Sunday, and just thankful to continue to be a witness for the Lord, and we're thankful for what the Lord's doing. We seen one get saved last week on visitation, and God just continued to bless in every way, and we thank God for that. And heard about a few folk that are rededicating their life to the Lord and getting things right with the Lord, and we praise God for what God's doing. Even today we're actually having our homecoming service at our church, and we look forward to that, and hope maybe you'll be able to come. And of course we'll have the service at 11 o'clock, and of course before that the Bible school. But at 11 o'clock we'll have a special preacher, Brother Judson Boyd, who's a principal at Tabernacle Christian Academy and done some mission work in Haiti and other places, and God's really used him in a great way down through the years, and we look forward to him coming, being with us and preaching for us this morning. And then we'll go having a meal following that up at the fellowship building, and we're just looking forward to a good time in the Lord. And then after that, we'll come back down to church for singing, and we look forward to that. The group from our church will be singing, maybe others from our church singing, the chosen few, and we're looking forward to just having a good day in the Lord. We won't have no evening service, but we'll look forward to what God has in store for us, and just thanking the Lord for his blessings. We're going to play another message by Brother Herman, and we hope you enjoy the songs today and then also the message. But Brother Herman preached this message several years back, and it's called Preach the Word. And I thank God for Brother Herman, his life, and he did preach the Word down through the years, and we want to be faithful to do that too. And we pray that God just can encourage us in the songs and the message and everything that's done. And so we'll go to the next song, and like I said, we hope the program's a blessing to you. If it is, write to us or email us. We'd love to hear from you. And then we want to go to the message, and we thank God for this day the Lord's given us, and I hope you have a good day in the Lord.
I shall not forget the day when I heard my Savior say, come unto me, my child, I'll make you whole. Then I let my Jesus in. There he forgave me all my sin. Started a fire burning so bright way down in my soul. It's never gone out. It's never gone out.
It's never gone out.
Though Satan has tried many times to make me doubt, but when I feel that warmth inside, I know my soul is satisfied. The flame has flickered, but the fire has never gone out.
It's never gone out.
Since Jesus kindled that flame, things have been changed. Oh, I'm not the same. He lit the fire with his great eternal love. Now down in my soul there is peace, joy that will never ever cease. Thank God for holy fire from heaven above. It's never gone out. It's never gone out.
It's never gone out.
Though Satan has tried many times to make me down, but when I feel that warmth inside, I know my soul is satisfied. The flame has flickered, but the fire has never gone out.
It's never gone.
The flame has flickered, but the fire has never gone out. It's never gone out.
Back at Timothy chapter number 4, and you pray for us as we read the scripture, then bring to you the message the Lord has given us. The scripture we have before us this morning, a scripture we've used literally hundreds of times down through the years, but we felt led to go here this morning and bring the message from this scripture. We just trust it'll be a blessing. And I like what Paul has to say to young Timothy, keeping in mind that this is an epistle of Paul to young Timothy. Timothy was an evangelist. And as we said, I believe Paul at this time, I believe that he was really, what he was doing was trying to lay the work that he had maybe in the hands of young Timothy. Paul knew that his time, well, he tells us in chapter number 4, he said, I've fought a good fight, I've finished my course, I've kept the faith. He said, I'm now ready to be offered. He said, the time of my departure is at hand. So Paul realized it wasn't going to be long, he was going to be leaving. Somebody needed to step up and take the cloak, so to speak, and go on with the work. And I believe that's exactly what Paul was trying to ready young Timothy to do. But let's notice what he has to say here in just a few verses of Scripture. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 1. We find that Paul said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. I want you to notice what he tells young Timothy to do. He said, Timothy, I want you to preach the word. I believe that's very important. But I would to God this morning we could get that message across to our preachers across the land in which we're living today. Brother, just preach the word. Amen. And so we find here that he tells Timothy, he said, to preach the word, to be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and doctrine. And he said, for the time will come. Now he's telling Timothy here at this time, he said, Timothy, he said, the time will come. He said that they'll not endure sound doctrine. And I've got to say this morning, the time may have come for Timothy, but it's come today. Brother, we're living in an hour now when people will no longer endure sound doctrine. They no longer want to hear good, sound Bible preaching. Brother, all they want today is their churches this morning. They want to heap teachers themselves. The Bible said in the Word of God, he said, the time will come that they will not endure sound doctrine. It said, but after their own lust. After their own lust. The Bible said they'll heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. No longer do we witness in the hour in which we're living in this morning when a church gets out of a pastor, brother. They're looking for a good speaker. They're looking for a good teacher, brother. They're not looking for an old-fashioned preacher as they once did. My friend this morning, listen, and we're witnessing exactly what Paul was speaking to Timothy about here at this time. So he said they'll heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And then the Bible said, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fable. But notice again, he tells Timothy this. He said, but watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. So this morning, may the Lord add his blessings unto the reading of the Word of God. Again, today we're going to ask, if you would, just to pray for us this morning as we bring to you the message that the Lord's laid upon our heart. We're just going to bring the message this morning upon this thought, preach the Word. Brother, I believe if there's ever been a time that the Word of God needs to be preached, I believe it's now. Brother, I believe it's in this year, September of the 19th, 2004. Brother, I believe the Word of God needs to be preached more today than ever before. Brother, we're living in a lost world. We're living in a world today that people is lost and without God. Brother, we look across this nation this morning and most of our churches, brother, listen, they're in shambles. Brother, they turned away from what they once stood for. Brother, the common faith that was once delivered to the saints, brother, they're no longer contending for that. Most of our churches, brother, in our songbooks, brother, they've taken out the blood. Most of our churches, brother, in the pulpit this morning, they no longer have the old King James 1611, but brother, they have some perversion in the pulpit. Brother, I say this morning, my friend, it is time that we get back to the Word of God and preaching what thus saith the Word of God. Amen. We find in the Scripture again, by way of introduction, Paul tells Timothy here, he said, to preach the Word. He said, I want you to be instant in season and out of season. In other words, regardless what may come, what may go, regardless of the times, he said, I want you to be instant. Preach the Word. He said, in season, out of season. He said, to reprove. Now, I believe this morning, my friend, it's not for you and I, as we said before, to reprove the Word of God, because it needs no reproof. But, my friend, listen, this morning, the Word of God will reprove you and I. And then he said, to rebuke. We're not to rebuke the Word, but the Word rebukes us. And then he said, to exhort with all long suffering in doctrine. And again, what does it mean to preach the Word of God? What kind of message will the preacher preach? If he preaches the Word of God, our text does not say to preach from the Word or preach about the Word, but the Bible says to preach the Word. Amen. I believe this morning, my friend, if the Word of God is preached, I believe, first of all, brother, I believe we'll hear a message of salvation. Brother, if there's ever been a time in our Baptist churches across this land today that our churches need to be preaching salvation by grace, brother, I believe it's in the hour in which we're living in. Brother, most of our church members today, brother, we're living in a time of deception, and a lot of our members today, brother, they're deceived as to what it takes to enter into the kingdom of God. Offering this morning, listen, I like what Jesus told Nicodemus. He said, except you be born again, you will not even as much as see the kingdom of God. Yes, we need a message of salvation. In the book of Acts chapter 4 and verse number 12, we find here the Word of God said, neither is there salvation in any other. He said, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Listen, I'm convinced this morning of this one thing. If men, women, boys, and girls are going to be saved by the grace of God, brother, they're going to have to hear a message of salvation. They're going to have to hear a message of the new birth. Brother, they're going to have to hear a message of grace. Amen. They're going to have to hear the preaching of the Word of God. The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Men, women, boys, and girls will never be saved unless they hear the Word of God. Listen, I know from experience, brother. Listen, I remember the time that the Lord God saved me by His marvelous grace. You say, preacher, what did it take? Listen, I'd had folks to come and visit me. I'd had witnesses to come by, and nothing wrong with that. Brother, we're not saying anything against that. Brother, that's good. But my friend, what it took to get me saved by the grace of God, brother, I heard old-fashioned preaching. And thank God the Holy Ghost convicted me of my sins and showed me Thy law. And without God, God and I needed to be saved. So here in the Word of God, Peter said, neither is there salvation in any other. He said, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Look with me, if you will, as we think about salvation. First of all, I'd like to say that salvation comes by grace. In the Scripture this morning, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2 and verse number 8, Paul, as he writes to the church of Ephesus, he said, for by grace are you saved through faith. Amen. Oh, friend, this morning, listen, it's not our good works. It's not our good deeds. So many of our people today, and I've talked with men and women right here in this community, my friend. I've had one man in particular tell me, as long as I keep the law, as long as I do this or I do that, then everything's going to be fine. Friend, let me tell you something. You're not going to be able to keep the law. If man would have been able to keep the law, then Christ's death would have been in vain. And my friend, your good deeds and your good works, my friend, is not going to get you into the kingdom of God. It's possible, my friend, to go out. We find in the Word of God where there's someone out in Christ's day. And brother, they is able to even cast out devils. And brother, they done many wonderful works in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But when they come back to Christ, Christ said, depart from me, you works of iniquity, for I know you not. That Christ never knew that crowd. Amen. Ah, friend, this morning, listen, what's it going to take to get men, women, boys, and girls into the kingdom of God? It's going to take grace, as it always has. The Bible said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Thank God I'm glad this morning. And he went on in verse number 9. He said, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ah, friend, this morning, listen, man is able to do good works and great works in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But our works this morning, my friend, we cannot boast and brag what we have done, what we are doing, and what we plan on doing. My friend, this morning, we're saved by grace through faith. So first of all, we see salvation comes by grace. Secondly, we know that salvation comes also not only comes by grace, but it comes by the new birth. John, again, in John 3 and 5, maybe we've already quoted this scripture, but Jesus answered Nicodemus here at this time, and he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born of water." Now, my friend, listen, that's not speaking about water baptism, as some would have you to believe. Brother, I believe that's speaking about the Word of God. Man being born by the water, by the Word, amen. And so the Bible said, Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born of water and of the Spirit," the Word of God, "and of the Spirit," the Bible said, "he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." That's the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. But that's not the, what the preacher has to say. That's not the church this morning, my friend. A doctrine of the church has come. But brother, this is the doctrine of the new birth that Christ taught us in the Word of God. He was dealing one-on-one, personally, with a lost man by the name of Nicodemus. In three different times, if you'll study the Scripture, you'll find that Jesus told Nicodemus, "Nicodemus, ye must be born again." Folks, listen, there's no alternative. You say, "But preacher, I've joined the church." That's good, amen. Maybe you've been baptized. Maybe you've paid your tithes. Brother, you may have done all, went through all the catechisms, all the isms, my friend, that the church has to offer today. But I'll ask you again, have you been born again into the kingdom of God? We find in the book of Jonah, chapter 3 and verse number 9, Jonah, brother, I believe that he found out something about salvation. He cried out and he made this statement, and he said this. He said, "Salvation is of the Lord." Amen. It's not of the church. It's not of the preacher. My friend, it's the law of the Lord. So preach the word. Brother, we're going to hear a message of salvation. Not only will we hear a message of salvation, but I believe also when the word of God is preached, I believe we'll hear a message on the blood, about the blood. Amen. What shall wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Thank God, I'm glad this morning, my friend. Listen, the Bible tells me in the Scripture, and we may have it jotted down here, but in the Scripture, the Bible said to come without money and come without price. Listen, your money's no good. A lot of things money can buy. But my friend, this morning, my friend, money cannot buy not one moment in the kingdom of God, not one second. Here in the Word of God, the Bible said in the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, and verse number 22, speaking of the blood, it said, "And almost all things are by the law purged," the Bible said, "with blood. And without the shedding of blood," the Bible said, "there is no remission." My friend, this morning, listen, you can take that to the bank. Brother, you can mark it down, my friend. Without the shedding of the blood, the Bible makes me to know there's no remission, or no forgiveness, if you will. No forgiveness whatsoever without the shedding of the blood. I believe Tom read it this morning in the book of Exodus, chapter number 12 and verse number 13, the second clause of that verse. We find the Bible said, "And when I see the blood, I will pass over you." Listen, when the death angel went through Egypt that night, the land of Egypt, listen, the only thing that he was looking for was the blood. He wasn't looking for prestige. He wasn't looking for maybe how much influence you had in the community and all of these things, but he was looking for the blood. I want you to know this morning, my friend, when man stands before God, my friend, he's not going to be looking but for one thing, and that's going to be the blood, amen. And the least that you and I can do this morning is simply stand, I believe, before a true and a holy and a righteous God, Brother Larry, and plead the blood, amen. Listen, let me share with you three things about the blood, and there's much more than this. But first of all, I want you to know that God purchased the church with his own blood. Acts chapter number 20 and verse number 28, the Bible said, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer." He said to feed the church of God which he has purchased with his own blood. Amen. Thank God. Listen, the church this morning, I'm not talking to, well, listen, it incorporates the local churches, no doubt about that. But he's speaking here about the true church of the living God. Those who have been saved, been born again into the kingdom of God, they've been purchased by the blood, amen. It took the blood. So we know that the price of the purchase price of the church of Christ laid down, had to shed His own blood. The Bible makes better know the believer, that's you and I, that are part of the church. The Bible tells me we're justified through faith in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. In the book of Romans, chapter 5 and verse number 9, we find that Paul says to the church of Rome, much more than being now justified, the Bible said, by what? By His blood. Again, the Bible said we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Oh, friend, this morning lesson, the Bible teaches us that we're justified. The doctrine of justification, thank God for it. But my friend, this morning, we're justified by His blood, the Bible says. It's nothing that you and I have done. And then again, as we think about the blood of Jesus Christ, I want you to know this morning, also the Bible not only tells us that God purchased the church with His own blood and that the believer is justified through faith in the shed blood of Christ, but also I want you to know this morning that we're redeemed from sin and eternal hell through the blood of Jesus. In the book of Ephesians, again, chapter 1, verse number 7, the Bible said, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. In the book of 1 Peter 1:19, the Bible says in the Word of God, we find that Peter teaches us that we're not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold from the vain conversation or the tradition of our fathers. But he says in 1 Peter 1:19, he said, but with the precious blood of Christ. Oh, friend, this morning, listen. The greatest price that's ever been paid was when Jesus Christ hung there between heaven and earth, and the blood, my friend, was shed for you and I. And thank God, listen, my friend, even though that was the greatest price that's ever been paid, the Bible still says unto you and I that are lost without God, that have come without money and come without price. You see, there's nothing this morning that we can offer God that will satisfy God, because you see, the price has already been paid, and the price was the shed blood, the precious blood. The Bible said of the Lamb of God, John the Baptist, as he is preaching there in the wilderness, the Bible said the next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and he said what? He said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. As we said before, brother, when we brought message on the blood in the Old Testament, brother, we find under the Levitical priesthood, brother, that blood only done one thing. It covered our sin. And thank God, I want you to know, when Jesus Christ came, John made a statement, my friend, that should get the attention of all mankind. He said, behold, the Lamb of God that does what? Not cover our sin, but taketh away the sin of the world. His blood, when it was shed, done much more than cover. Thank God, I'm glad it literally took our sins away. Listen, when we stand before God, our sins will not be brought up. I thank God, listen, our sins, the Bible said, are put yonder as far as the east is from the west. Never, the Bible said, to be remembered against us anymore. I thank God this morning, listen, Paul said, Timothy, he said, I want you to preach the word. I want you to be instant in season, out of season. I want the message preached about the blood. I want the message preached about salvation. And I believe this morning, my friend, there need to be a message of faith, if you will. Offering this morning, listen, in the Word of God, the Bible tells me in the book of Jude, chapter 1 and verse number 3, we find Jude here in the Scripture. He said, beloved, he said, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation. Here we find that he speaks about the common salvation. He said, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should do what? Earnestly contend for the faith. Offering this morning, I believe we've got a God-given duty to contend. That word contend, really it means to fight for the faith. Brother, that's not talking about rolling up our sleeves. Brother, that's not talking about going to battle with guns and weapons. Brother, that's talking about taking a stand, my friend, being strong in the might of the Lord. We're to earnestly contend. Friend, as they sung the song just a few moments ago, drifting too far from the shore, how many do you know today that once was a contender, once a fighter of the faith, but today, brother, they've drifted away. Brother, I know men and women this morning, at one time they're on fire for God, but today, brother, they're just drifting along and drifting further and further away. Brother, I know churches at one time, brother, took a stand upon God's infallible word. But brother, they're drifting away today. We've got a social gospel in the era that we're living in. Our churches have got into the entertainment business. My friend, listen, it's time that we got back to the book, the blood, and the blessed hope. Amen. Thank God we don't have to entertain. I never find in the Word of God where Jesus entertained anyone. But brother, I find where he preached the word of God. Matter of fact, I find when he went into the temple, the Bible said that he overturned the tables. Brother, he threw the money changers out of the house of God. But today, my friend, it's nothing but a place of merchandise, a lot of them. Brother, on Saturday night, you go by just about any given Baptist church, and brother, they're having their third or their fourth or their first Saturday night singing. And brother, you'll see all kinds of tables set up in the vestibule and in the house of God. Brother, I believe that's a stench in the nostrils of Almighty God. Amen. Jesus said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. He said, but you've made it a den of thieves. But I said before, if Jesus Christ would walk in the average church today, brother, you'd see all kinds of tables turned over. Offering this morning, listen, I believe the church is for one place or for one thing, and that's to come worship God in spirit and in truth. And beside that, I find nothing else the church is to do rather than to glorify the name of the Savior and to be a witness for Him, if you will. Oh, friend, listen, we need to be contenders. Paul said, Timothy, preach the word. Yeah. Folks, this morning, our preachers today, I need to preach the word of God. He said, but preacher, it's not popular anymore. He said, to do it instant in season, out of season. I know it's not popular. But thank God, I believe it'll get the job done. Let me share with you about three things about faith. First of all, I want you to know faith believes the gospel. Did you know that? Hey, we may not can explain it all. There's a lot of things in the Word of God that I absolutely cannot explain. Listen, when it comes to the new birth, I cannot explain it. But listen, I believe it. Amen. As David said this morning about Jonah and the whale, I can't explain that, but I believe it. Hey, if God would have put in His Word that Jonah swallowed the whale, I would believe that. Amen. My friend, listen, faith this morning believes the gospel, simply believes the Word of God. In the book of Mark 1:15, the Bible said, in saying the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Notice what he said. He said, repent ye and believe the gospel. Faith just believes the gospel. We may not can explain it. We may not can comprehend it. We may not can understand it all. But we can believe it. Amen. We can believe it. Faith, not only does it believe the gospel, I want you to know also faith brings a personal acquaintance with Jesus Christ. Did you know that? Faith will bring a personal acquaintance with the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 12. Paul, again, as he speaks to young Timothy, he said, for the which cause I do also suffer these things. Nevertheless, he said, I'm not ashamed. He said, for I know whom I have believed. Amen. I like that. Thank God, I'm glad this morning, my friend, you and I, as a believer this morning, listen, we can have a personal acquaintance with the Lord Jesus Christ. We can know Him and He can know us. Oh, friend, this morning, listen, Paul went on and he said, I am persuaded that He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. Do you believe that this morning? Listen, I don't know about you, but brother, listen, I've committed my soul to Him. I've committed my life to Christ. And I'm persuaded this morning beyond a shadow of a doubt, my friend, that He's able to keep that against that day, against what day? Against the day of wrath, if you will, or the judgment of Almighty God.
You've been listening to the Gospel Way broadcast heard here on WCSL. We can see that our time has come and gone again this week, but we appreciate those of you who've gotten up this early hour to tune in to the Gospel Way broadcast. May God bless you from doing that. We would like to extend a cordial invitation to you and your family to join us for worship at the Gospel Way Baptist Church. We're located on Highway 274 South. As you leave the city of Cherville, right at the city limit sign. Our church will be on the left-hand side of the road. Our Bible school starts each Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, teaching out of the King James Version of the Bible. Around 11 o'clock, our choir begins to sing, and then after that, an old-fashioned message is brought from God's Word by our pastor, Reverend Keith Lindsay. Our Sunday night service starts at 6 p.m., old-time singing and preaching, and then back again on Wednesday night for the midweek prayer service. We hope that you'd come and join us for one of these given services, and what a blessing it would be for us to see you. So until next week, at the same time, on the same station, preaching the same gospel, this is Pete Kraft of the Gospel Way Baptist Church, giving you the advice to keep looking up as a Christian, because Jesus may come today. May God bless you, is our prayer.